God has planned a path for you that leads to your place of abundance. Join Kenneth Copeland and Keith Moore as they reveal from God's Word the importance of yielding to your call of destiny. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Are we going to have a good time today? Because we're going to get into the, we're going to get right into the meat of this today. And I guarantee you, you are going to be shouting before this hour is over with. Father, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Keith.
Yes, sir.
We were talking yesterday about God, before the foundation of the world, made a plan. Mm-hmm. He didn't make a plan and then make a man to carry it out. He made the man and made him a plan that would give him eternal joy, eternal, I mean, growth beyond his wildest imagination, the best that God could create. And when you realize that the Garden of Eden was not in God's mind man's best, it was the beginning. It should have been the worst condition mankind ever experienced. Because it hath not entered into the heart or the mind of man what God had in store and had prepared for him. So, he ordained a plan. Let's get over here, Brother Keith, if you would, in the second chapter of the book of Ephesians, what you and I were talking about earlier. And we're talking about everyone has a God-ordained place. Everyone has God-given gifts and grace. That he has a divinely imparted, he has divinely appointed and ordained. It's the best plan there is.
There's no better.
Now, Jesus came to get the plan back in place. If God didn't care, he could have just let the whole bunch go to hell and forget it and just throw the devil and all of them right out there. It wouldn't have been but one man and one woman. And that would have been the end of that. But no, 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 he had a plan.
Thank you, Lord.
And his, when he's just bigger than all that. Well, we talked about the Apostle Paul seeing that out there in that hurricane and in the last couple of chapters there in the book of Acts. And that little ship got in that hurricane, and it's going round and round and round as that hurricane's going across the ocean. They're in that thing 2 weeks. Didn't see the sun just whirling and bouncing and going on. The angel of God appeared to him and reminded him of God's plan. He's supposed to go to Rome. He ain't supposed to sink. Now, it struck me just with a force, those sailors on that ship were part of God's plan to get that man to Rome. So they weren't going down either. He needed every sailor. He needed everybody on that ship. Amen. And he needed that ship up to a point. And he kept that thing together until it finally crashed and busted open. And the Apostle Paul told them, said, now come on, boys, now cheer up. Cheer up. And they're throwing up. And he said, cheer up. What happened? That angel reminded him of the plan, because he knew he was supposed to go to Rome. Reminded him of the plan, and God in his heart and mind got bigger than the hurricane. Now, let's go over here to Ephesians chapter 2. Even, verse 5, even when we were dead in sins. No, I got to read verse 4. God, who is rich in mercy. That's why this is all available. And his great love, wherewith he loved us even when we were dead in sin, has made us alive together, raised us up to life together with Christ. Or, listen to this, with the anointing of Jesus, he made us alive. The same anointing with which he raised Jesus from the dead. Glory to God. Now, I believe I can get through this without running around this room. Raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. Oh,
thank you, Lord.
In his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
For by that grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Mm-hmm. Now, Keith, I'm thinking here about all the times I've read that, all the sermons I heard preached on that, and wonderful stuff, I'm telling you. Most of them stopped right there.
Mm-hmm.
But it begins verse 10 with for.
Yeah.
There was purpose in this.
Mm-hmm.
For we are his workmanship created. When you got born again, my brother and sister, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you haven't yet, do it right now, and it'll happen to you right this very
mm-hmm.
second.
That's right.
Just say, Jesus, come on into my heart. We'll pray after the broadcast. Yeah. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Keith, he had a work plan for you.
That's right.
He had a work plan for me.
That's right.
And all the grace that it takes to do that, he planned this back there before he ever created the heavens and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there, all for you. And you mm-hmm. created just to fit that.
Exactly.
That's what you're going to enjoy.
Exactly.
That's what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, that what did he say? That grace is full of riches and greatness and mm-hmm. goodness, and it's eternal.
Glory to God.
It's not temporary.
No.
It said right there, throughout eternity, you'll still be growing in the riches mm-hmm. of that grace.
Never going to end.
Now, here's the point. Whoa, glory, listen to this. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained
yes.
that we should walk in
yes,
them.
Yes.
Oh, he got a plan.
Glory to God.
Oh, he got a plan, man. And I'm telling you, it is just, it's a wealthy plan. It's a big plan. It's a healthy plan.
Yes.
And when the devil tries to get over in your plan and woo, bring some kind of sickness and disease,
yeah.
you just say, get out of my
road.
That's right. Who do you think you are being over here on my road? Get on your own road. Yours goes to hell. I ain't had nothing to do with you. You don't have such a big fight to put up because you're over there in your place, in that place. You're armed in that
yeah.
place. You're protected in that place. The yeah. blessing's working for you, not, and the world can't get through to get it
yeah.
Against you.
This thing's bigger than just you.
It's bigger, 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 bigger. And you're in your place and I'm in my place.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, Keith. You say, hey, Ken. And we're going together.
Glory to God.
Keith, you and my road ran together back there over 30 years ago.
That's right.
And our road kept getting bigger and finer.
Oh.
And we got other folks on this road.
Yeah.
And we're seeing them.
Yeah.
Well, there's other people that's got other callings, and they're on their road.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere as these roads mesh and run together,
that's right.
There's people out there, brother, that have been studying baptism for 100 years.
Yeah.
They know more about it than anybody.
Yeah.
But that ain't the only road there is.
Yeah.
If we'll learn what they know about baptism, they learn what we know about faith, we can get baptized in faith. I mean, man, let's
put it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is what, I was excited about that. But this is what I'm so, so thrilled about it. Remember, you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. At that time, you were without the anointing of God, without Christ,
mm-hmm.
being aliens from the common wealth of Israel, listen to this, strangers from the covenants of promise. What is that? You don't know who you are or what you are.
That's right.
And you sitting over in a corner about half drunk saying, who am I?
Outside.
Yeah, you ain't got no road.
Yeah.
You've got one. God planned it. But it's been boarded up. There ain't nobody on it. So there's a void in the kingdom of God until you say, oh, Jesus, oh, get his road cleaned up. Here he comes. But then you want to go back on that old bad road? No.
Yeah.
But now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't that just exciting?
It's the best.
Best thing there is. Now then, Keith. Ooh, man. I mean, we've been talking about this the seventh day we've been talking about on this thing.
Yeah.
All last week, now this week. And, oh, take us over there in the book of Exodus and show us what God showed Moses to do by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Take us over there.
All right.
Now.
Over in Exodus.
Over in Exodus, chapter
35 and 36. We've been seeing, we saw five different places in the New Testament, and that's not exhaustive, where he said every man has his proper gift. And when people think about callings and gifts in the church at large, when they hear the word I'm called, most of the time they think preacher.
Oh, yeah, he's a pastor somewhere.
Exactly. He's a pastor, he's a preacher, he's a traveling teacher, he's a missionary. But everybody, every man, every woman in the body of Christ is called. I have people sometimes say, you know, everybody that begins to press in and get close to the Lord and get serious about the Lord, they come to this every time and go, you know, I just feel like I got a call on my life. And people look at you like, you know, this is an unusual thing. And you want to go, yeah, everybody has a call on their life.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
There is a plan.
Yes. But you don't equate that to standing in a pulpit preaching. There's a relatively small percentage of the body called to be speaking gifts. Oh, but we need so much more. There, you know, the body, the human body, is what he uses as a type. Dear me, every ligament, every joint, every muscle, every part, we need every one of them in their place, functioning in their full grace. And you see in the Exodus 35 and 36, God specifically chose two individuals. One of them was named Bezalel, and the other one was named Aholiab. And I know that people may not be as familiar with that, but the Bible said in 36, verse 1, then wrought Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary. And in verse 2, it talked about whose heart had stirred him up to come to do the work of the Lord. And it described in verse 32 of the 35th chapter prior to it that God had put wisdom in them. Well, I'm moving too fast. Back up in verse 30 of chapter 35, Moses said, see, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri.
He called him by name.
Yes, sir.
He had a specific job for a specific man.
Yes, sir. Said he's filled him with the Spirit of God. And when you hear filled with the Spirit of God, people tend to think to preach, to pray, to prophesy. No, no. He didn't fill him with the Spirit to be a prophet. He didn't fill him with the Spirit to be a priest. He didn't fill him with the Spirit to be a king. He filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship to devise curious works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in cutting of stones, to set them and in carving of wood, to make all, any manner of cunning work. And he put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. He's filled with the wisdom of heart to work all manner of work, engraver, embroiderer. He goes on. This is working with your hands. And it was a grace from God.
He needed this job done.
Had to have it done to finish the plan that God gave Moses out of heaven. The blueprint came right out of heaven for the tabernacle, for the articles, yeah, for the furniture, for everything. And before there was ever one service, before ever one priest could stand and minister, God had to anoint these men and the ones that helped them to provide the environment, to provide the platform, to create the resources that would later be used in the service of the glory of God.
Oh, the word of the Lord just came to me, Keith. Thank you, Lord. So what has natural religious men come up with? Yeah. Well, you know, we don't want to mix faith with business.
Yeah.
Now, business is one thing over here, and church is another.
Mm-mm.
Now, that's just as crosswise of what you just read as you can get.
Yeah.
Because what these men wound up being in business for,
mm-hmm,
was because God needed them.
Yep.
That's powerful, man.
Well,
those cutters of stones.
Yeah.
You know, so he gave them the wisdom to do that,
mm-hmm,
to devise curious works, to work in gold, in silver, brass, and the cutting of stones to set them.
That's right.
And in carving of wood to make any manner, mm-hmm, of what we would say work of art.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the leading diamond cutters, the leading stone cutters on the planet, mm-hmm, are still Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about it earlier, and in Europe, the very center of where most of the finest stones in the world are cut and shaped. And from time and again, I've seen pictures and I've heard people comment on it, that the fact that if you notice, the people in here are Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Why? They're the best in the world. What happened? Mm-hmm. God put that anointing and that grace,
yeah,
on this man,
yeah,
these two guys here and others that he called in there.
Mm-hmm.
That anointing and grace is still in their family.
Go all the way back to here.
It goes all the way back to right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now, hey, what happened on the day of Pentecost?
Mm-hmm.
Did we lose that?
No. No.
Does the Holy Ghost still know what he's doing in business?
In every area.
Keith, listen here. If God created this man,
uh-huh,
God created this man.
Yep.
Now, this man has a strawberry. That man has that little kiwi, that little piece of fruit. We've created commerce because this guy needs a strawberry and this guy needs a kiwi. And so what are we going to do here? So God calls somebody to preach and teach these guys the word so they know how to godly trade.
Mm.
I mean, it's just right there. God created business, but he didn't create no socialism.
Yeah.
They don't need to meet one another's needs. This guy will teach them how by the Spirit of God, mm-hmm, meet one another's needs. And as they do so, because God giveth the increase, he grow more strawberries, he grow more kiwis. Now, if they get together just to meet their own needs, they're going to start stealing one another. And now you got wars.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got social justice.
Yeah.
This guy's got too many strawberries, so let's go get some of his strawberries and pass them all out over here. Now he's broke. Now they ate their strawberries and they're broke. Well, now what are we going to do? Well, let's go over here and get his.
Take his away from him.
Now what are we going to do? Let's go get his. One of them going to fight you.
Yeah.
You're going to finally get over here and say, you ain't taking mine. And now what do you got? You got a war.
Yeah.
That's just the way it works.
Yeah.
But now the big thing here is, oh, glory to God, your calling is in you.
Yes.
He had put it in there, but they got stirred up. Mm-hmm. Didn't that say their hearts stirred them up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, glory to God. All that old boy could think of, every piece of wood he saw, he didn't see a piece of wood, he saw some kind of carbon. Well, let's see what we can do with that.
Can you imagine, Brother Kenneth? These are grown men. And when they laid eyes on the plan that God had given Moses right straight out of heaven and realized that they were going to be the ones to craft every one of these articles, can you imagine the feeling of thinking, this is what I was born for? This is what my whole life has been leading up to this right here. This is my call. This is my grace. He knew it was for something more than what he had been doing, and now he finds the outlet of it.
Oh,
and it's the work of God.
Now, then the other guy comes in here and he said, I could never do that.
Yeah.
I'll never be able to do that.
Yeah.
Well, don't hire him to do it.
Yeah. Don't put him in charge.
No. When you get in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
I realized, I went to church camp. I realized that I wanted God when I was just a little old boy. But I went to church camp as a teenager. And I got in there and realized I was called to preach. Mm-hmm. I hadn't even gotten saved and realized I was called to preach.
Mm-hmm.
You get in that environment and it stirs you.
Mm-hmm.
And things that God stirs up desires in your heart.
Yes.
And then he gives you the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. And then he gives you what your desires of your heart produce, which was the desire of your heart.
Yep.
And
it's drawing you.
Yeah, he has in store for those that love him and are called according to his purpose.
Yes.
Now, I believe what the Spirit of God would have us do tomorrow, we'll check it out more tomorrow. Don't ever trample on another man's dream.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at his dream through the eyes of your calling.
Right.
And it may look terrible to you. Can't never do that. But he looks at it and says, I can do this.
Yeah.
Don't trample it. I don't care if he's not but 5 years old. Nurture it. Pray about it.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
Yeah.
And, oh, glory, we out of time, man. We'll be back in a minute. Praise God.
Before the foundation of the earth, God created a place for you. There are talents you possess, abilities you have, things you can do that come naturally to you. That talent is the gift of God put in you. But what is that gift for? What do you do with it? And how do you use it? Understanding how God's grace works in your life gives you the ability to succeed. Your victory starts with a decision. To fulfill your potential, to develop your gift. The Grace of God package is Kenneth Copeland's 4-CD set, Your Wealthy Place in God, combined with Gloria Copeland's book, The Grace That Makes Us Holy. They are real-world, time-tested tools we provide to help you discover your God-blessed path. God's grace makes a place for you to share your talent. Your health, wealth, and protection are all a part of God's plan for you. God is not hiding it from you, and we have the tools to help you discover it. With God, impossible is nothing. Order the Grace of God package for just $16, and you'll receive both products at savings of over 40%. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your package online at kcm.org. For phone orders, call toll-free 800-600-7395. The Grace of God package will reveal God's plan and direction for your life. For these and other KCM products, go to our website, kcm.org.
Listen to me very carefully. This is your moment. The scripture says that Jesus died for the ungodly, and you and I qualified. Hallelujah. The whole thing, the whole idea was to get you back in your place, get you back into the health of God and the wealth of God, the peace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, the first step is this right here. Now, listen to me very carefully. If you shall confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and shall believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. That word translated saved means healed, made strong, well, whole. It literally means soundness. Mm-hmm. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Oh, but the Lord, Brother Copeland, you just don't know. Now wait, before you tell me about how bad you've been and all of that. For whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Neither Jew nor Greek. Hallelujah. Now is your day. The door is open. Pray this with me. Pray it out loud where you can hear it. Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus is raised from the dead.
Jesus is raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I receive you as my Lord.
I receive you as my Lord.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce it.
I renounce it.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the past.
And you're my future, Lord Jesus.
You are my future, Lord Jesus.
Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit.
I receive in Jesus' name.
I receive in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. You are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus. And get online, call, write, whatever you need to do. I want to send you this little book, free and postpaid, that'll teach you and train you how you are in Christ Jesus and who you are and what belongs to you, because it'll help you get started reading the Bible. Praise God. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and Keith Moore reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thanks for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, take the next step toward understanding who you are in Christ. Be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland online at kcm.org. God has a good plan for you. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day.